Welcome to Roundtable 105. What a joyous time of the year. A time to give thanks, a time to be with family, a time to not go anywhere else. It's Thanksgiving.
Yes, Thanksgiving. Turkey sucks. I don't want to eat turkey. I want to eat enchiladas.
Plus, I suck at betting on sports. I won 12 this past weekend.
Terrible.
And we'll break down the Thanksgiving Day Parade, one of Boner's favorites.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sean.
Yeah, gobble, gobble, and whatnot.
I wish turkey only cost a nickel.
Excuse me?
Adam Sandler, the Thanksgiving song.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
So. All right, let's just go ahead and start on Thanksgiving right there. Okay. Because turkey sucks.
Coming out hot tonight.
Turkey is like the worst thing ever. I mean, it's not, I guess it's not the worst thing ever. I would eat turkey instead of probably liver. But other than that, turkey loses to just about, no, I would take turkey over eating a Brussels sprout. But otherwise, turkey loses to everything. Everything.
Like in the meat category, like a turkey is just not something you're going out of your way to prepare any other day of the year, except maybe perhaps on Thanksgiving.
Only Thanksgiving. That's it.
Only. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know my wife went to the store the other day and she's like, oh, you know, got to get all the Thanksgiving stuff. I'm like, cool. Get a couple of big jars of beef gravy. She's like, well, you know, we're going to have turkey gravy. No. Get me beef gravy. I want beef gravy. She's like, why? So you can drown out all the flavor of the turkey? I'm like, yes, because turkey sucks. Turkey's terrible. I hate turkey. I'm like, in fact, why don't we not eat turkey? Let's go ahead and make enchiladas or something.
Enchiladas. You can't get that off the ground. They won't let you, you know, bring that back, which...
No, but
it's a bummer.
She's like, you know, no, and said so. You know, the pilgrims, you know, the settlers, you know, whatever, you know, they didn't eat enchiladas. I'm like, you know why? Because there was no damn Taco Bell.
They didn't have access to them.
Yeah, they didn't know. There was no pizza. If there had been pizza and all of that shit available, they would not have eaten turkey.
That's a fantastic point. If the settlers had the food that were available to now, the Thanksgiving feast would look incredibly different. I'd have to imagine it would be like a bag of fast food from every different fast food restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, you'd order a pizza. If they knew anything, if they knew of the ways of the stuffed shell, you know, they might have gone that direction. You know, no.
I do the stuffed shell at Christmas, so I kind of do keep the stuffed shell on a high level. But I do wish we did. You're right, man. Just it needs more. We need more food for Thanksgiving. We're all sheep, and we just do the same thing. Like, on Thursday, nobody needs to post a picture of their food on Instagram or Facebook because we're all eating the same thing, and that's wild. Nobody switches it up.
Yeah. I mean, like, dude, 2020 is weird already. Let's do something weird. Let's have fajitas, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Why not?
Is there any weird thing, though, that is in your Thanksgiving that may not be traditional?
I wish.
It's all just traditional stuff.
Yeah, you know, turkey. I'm like, why did turkey get... And in fact, if you look back at history, it's not like they all sat down and had turkey. Because at Thanksgiving, the first Thanksgiving, they had lots of stuff. They had beer, and they had weed, and they had lobster.
Yeah.
How
check,
come?
Check.
I mean,
check.
They had lobster, but turkey is the thing that sticks for 1,000 years. We have to have turkey. I'm like, dude, why couldn't lobster have been the thing?
Because then people would complain that Thanksgiving was too expensive or that people in Maine had better Thanksgivings. I don't know. People would find a reason for it, but I'd have to imagine it had something to do with the price of the meat. Like, turkey seems like it just, no matter what you do for a living, what status you are, you can get your hands on a turkey. Because I agree. Like, I'd like to have, like, filet mignon for Thanksgiving, but
Why not?
But everybody couldn't afford that, I'd imagine. And then where are you at? Like, ooh, I had a filet mignon for Thanksgiving. Ooh, lucky. You must be rich. We had, you know, whatever. I don't know. But turkey's just, there's only one kind of turkey. It's universal. I think that's in my brain. That's why we do it. But it is weird that nobody's broken the mold. Everybody attempts to and talks smack about it. But, like, collectively, nobody's not like, oh, man, we should go to, you know, Texas out there. They celebrate Thanksgiving with pizza and wings. And, like, everybody just does it. There's not a place like that.
I like the idea. I like it a lot.
But now, in this day and time, do we not have the choice? I mean, we have the freedom of choice that, Sean, if you want to celebrate Thanksgiving with filet mignon, especially this year where you're not going to be around the in-laws, correct?
Yeah, just us.
It's just you. Boner, same with you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It could be a new tradition this year.
Yeah, except that I can't convince anybody to let's do that. It would be easier for me to convince my wife that I wanted to become a woman than for us to have,
now have pizza.
From now on, every Thanksgiving, someone changes gender.
That's the new world order.
I mean, it would be easier for me to convince her of that than, you know, to have lasagna or fajitas or enchiladas or tacos or pizza or anything else.
Such better options. All better options than turkey.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, I did kind of go in, like, it is just us this year, so it's not as, your food cost isn't as high.
Right.
So we ordered our food from Honey Baked Ham Store, and they shipped it right to the house in these giant coolers. So I got, like, honey baked ham, like, their oven roasted turkey, which is awesome. They sent me the sides and stuff, so on Thanksgiving morning, I'm just heating stuff up. But I'm kind of excited about it more so because I know I can't mess it up. It's going to be good.
Oven roasted turkey?
Yeah.
Is there another place to roast a turkey?
That's a good question. Never really thought about that before. Or oven baked turkey? Like, that's, yeah, they get you with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no,
but I think you're right about the oven. Yeah, I don't know if there's another place. You can't bury it. I think you can bury a pig, but not a turkey.
I mean, you could.
This could be the
but
year.
But I would just keep piling on the dirt.
That's over. But you see, outside of the turkey, I mean, Thanksgiving, for all intents and purposes, is easily my favorite holiday. Like, I don't have any responsibilities, like, when it comes to others or work, really. I mean, I don't have to decorate the yard or the front of the house. I don't have to put up lights. I don't have to buy gifts for anybody. I don't have to be held responsible for much except for just kind of feeding people. And then I can just kick back, relax, watch football, and then just enjoy the day. Like, I like that part about Thanksgiving a lot.
Yeah, I generally dislike most holidays that have parades on them.
Yes.
Because that's like the entire morning. As soon as I wake up, there's a parade on the TV, and it's got to be there for the next 7 hours, no matter how long the parade is. It could be a 15-minute parade. They'll play it 700 times, and it'll be on my TV every time.
And the parades are boring, especially the Thanksgiving Day parade is really, really, really – it's very lackluster. It's a bunch of performers you may or may not have heard of, and then it's Santa Claus.
Yeah, a bunch of people lip-syncing, walking down the street, and here's the North Fartface Idaho Marching Band. And then they play for about 4 seconds, and they go, that was the North Fartface Idaho Marching Band coming up, Santa Claus!
Stay right there.
Yeah, don't go away in another hour and 45 minutes. Santa Claus. Oh,
Santa Claus. And don't forget to see the giant SpongeBob float.
Yeah.
And then you see like 9 people trying to keep SpongeBob from getting blown down the street. Like one day, I'm just waiting. I think that's what I'm watching for is like the balloon to like take off, like the guy in Up. And it just takes the people like holding it like to like another part of New York.
So both of you have spent some time in New York. Did either of you ever go to the Macy's parade?
No.
Not a chance.
No. I'll tell you why. We kicked the tires on the idea, but then realized no. Because it's early, like really early. You got to take like a super early train to get there, and there's a ton of people there. And it's always ass cold. Like it's going to be like 27 degrees probably on Thursday morning or 20 degrees. Like who wants to stand there in New York City with the wind whipping around those buildings just to look up and see people walking
to
by?
To see the fart face Idaho marching band.
Like things I think are overrated in life are parades and fireworks. I really don't care to go out of my way for either of those two things. Like it's the same thing. Like how many times do you need to see a firework explode? Ooh, like it's cool. Great. Like in a parade too. Like it's just like, what are we doing here?
So, Sean, you're basically a communist. Is that what you're saying? You hate America.
I love America, but people who get so excited, like they park their car on the side of a bridge to watch a firework display at a Lookouts game. Like, dude, you've never seen a firework before? Like, it's I don't know. They're all the same.
Now, this is the kind of parade that we have. You know, we have, look, it's a float of a guy doing stuff, and it's made of flowers and all of this kind of crap, or a giant, you know, Mickey Mouse flying over the city, all part of the parade, the North Fart Face, Idaho marching band. Other countries, man, they have... Here's a 75-foot intercontinental ballistic missile. Check it out. You know, you're like, holy shit, that's badass.
Yeah, I must say the parade clips I've seen of North Korea are pretty awesome.
Yeah, it makes me really want to be there.
Like they're all walking in unison.
I'm like, not saying that they. I mean, but can't we? Jesus. Can't we mix it up a little bit?
Like right after the ICBM kids,
it's Santa Claus.
Yes. Like you have Santa Claus riding on the front of a tank.
What if he's riding on the 75 megaton nuclear intercontinental ballistic missile?
Okay. Like right. All right. I see your point, Boner. Sure.
Yeah, they could jazz these parades up a little bit, and then maybe they wouldn't be as boring to me.
Yeah, you could die at this parade. Yeah, add a little excitement to it.
Like, the most exciting thing at a parade is when the Lions Club throws candy at you.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Well, that's not allowed anymore because the children will run out into the street and the car may run them over, so no more throwing candy.
That was taken away from us. Oh, boy.
Can't do nothing.
Just smile and wave, kid. Smile and wave. What are you doing here, Dad?
Why don't we roll down the road throwing out leashes for your children if you can't control them? Then you got a leash for them. Then we can throw out the candy.
That's a good point. I like that.
Put the kid on a leash. You know, next comes the candy throwers.
See, and then maybe there's like one that like throws out like beers, like Stone Cold. You like toss you beer from the back of a truck.
Sweet.
Like, cheers. You know, I like that. The kids are on a leash. They're not going to get hurt. So
yeah, right. Get out there and get Dad another beer.
Catch.
Yeah. Doink right in the head.
See, if they worked on parades, maybe they'd have more interest. I think that's what's going on.
See, they just need people like us to, to help out. I'd be more than happy to find new ways to, you know, distribute kegs of beer at parades.
Yeah, we could like use it like a fire hose and shoot them at people. Like who's thirsty? This is the brainstorming session.
Right. Oh, I mean, they always have the fire department. Why can't we fill those with beer?
Yeah.
And then they drive down the road. blast me. Dude.
Yeah, I think that would be a fantastic idea. Like the game at the fair where you shoot the water in the clown's mouth.
Right.
We'll just.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. I'm seeing your way.
I like this.
See, Greg, you want to be part of our parade now?
Oh, you could be absolutely. The MC. We can take some of those old T-shirt cannon guns that we had and just lock and load with PBR.
Again, good idea.
Yeah, I like it. Good thinking, Greg. I like the way you think.
Did you see those Coors Light beer jammies that come with the beer pockets?
No, but that's a nifty idea.
Yeah, it was on our website at rock105.com, but Coors Light has this, it says Stay Chill on the back in the Coors Light font, and on the front it says Coors Light right across the chest, but on the side, like, you know, gun holsters. There's just two pockets that are on the side for your beers. It's fascinating.
Sweet.
I need one.
Now, you do not have to drink Coors Light, and you don't have to put Coors Light in those holsters, do you?
No, you can put anything you want there. The pockets look like they hold more than a 12-ounce beer, so somebody was thinking ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, right on.
Well, so I think that's going to take out the PS5 as the hottest gift of the holiday season.
Well, I think Sony, didn't they announce that they have officially sold out worldwide?
Did they?
I think so.
I bought one and got an email today, and they told me they were refunding my money because they couldn't give it to me, and I'm quite perturbed.
Yeah, that's just it. I think the Sony CEO said that they have officially sold out worldwide.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well,
that's
fine.
I don't even know how to play the thing. I just was going to try to sell it, but that's wild that they're sold out worldwide. And you have to think that Sony does this on purpose. Like, they could easily make a 5 billion of them and put them on sale at the same time.
Oh, sure.
Like, nothing's going to change between the one they put out now and the one they put out in February, except they want to create this hysteria for them.
Here's the deal, Sean. What you could do is... You probably have a couple of these hanging around the old Sean Stewart house there. You say that you're willing to trade a PS5 for three, count them, three rolls of toilet paper.
Don't get me started on the jerks and their toilet paper these days.
Yeah, why are we back to the toilet paper thing? I went to the store the other day and I was like, huh, is it March again?
Apparently so.
Is it because of Thanksgiving? A lot of overeating? Nope.
Yeah, I don't know. People suck. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get the panic buying either, but the toilet paper, the first thing to go. It's wild that, like, that's the one thing that everybody's like, I just have to have this. I feel I cannot get through a day unless I know I've got 9 rolls of toilet paper in my bathroom. It's a good thing you use those like industrial sized toilet paper rolls, Boner.
No, I'm those are gone. Those are all gone.
At the Christmas party last year, you do like we did the Yankee swap.
Yeah,
Boner got the like the bathroom toilet paper dispensers. You see it like at a school, like if you were to stall on the side.
The roll is like, three feet in diameter or something like that?
Yeah, it was like a foot.
It was the most wildest thing I've ever seen. Like, you sought that gift out. Like, you traded something. So you want the giant toilet paper roll like a janitor? Thinking, oh, yeah, dude, this is great.
And the thing about it is my son thought it was really funny. Sometime last year, he's like, dude, you know, we get this giant ass, you know, thing of toilet paper, you know, and you have to buy the roll thing, you know, the dispenser with it. And if you buy just the toilet paper, it's like really expensive. But if you buy it all together, it's not a big deal. Anyway, we had almost gone through all of the toilet paper. And then that thing there, I'm like, well, that's another 2 giant ass rolls of toilet paper. I mean, it really comes out to like 7 rolls or something stupid. It's just insane. So you have toilet paper for forever. I'm like, well,
that's great. I did not know you could buy those for like personal use until that Christmas party night.
And yeah.
I was like, this is a thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think they got them on Amazon or something.
If you still had it, dude, you'd be set because that goes for long time, man.
Yeah.
So that was in November of last year. We actually had our Christmas party way early last year. And then depending on, well, we're recording this on Monday, the 23rd. Everyone remember where they were 1 year ago on November 23rd, 2019?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to need some more information on this.
We were at McKenzie Arena.
Oh, was that the Five Finger Death Punch show?
It was. It was.
Oh, no kidding.
That was a good day.
Yeah.
That was like, it seems like a whole different world.
Doesn't it?
A whole new world.
That was a kick-ass night, man. That was a lot of fun. I had a really good time.
Yeah, talking to everybody from Zoltan to from Bad Wolves. What's his name?
Dude.
Tommy Vex.
Tommy Vex, that's it, yeah.
Because that's probably his real name.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then who was the other band that we interviewed backstage? That
Fire from the Gods or no, that was,
Three Days Grace.
3 Days Grace, yeah. Is that the one that we interviewed in like a broom closet?
No, that was dude from Fire from the Gods.
Fire from the Gods, okay.
They stuck us in the closet.
Mm-hmm. 3 Days Grace, they were nice enough to give us some interview time, but the interview really wasn't, I don't think they really wanted to be there. And it was just, I don't know, it just wasn't the my finest work. I may have asked somebody a question about somebody else in the band. I don't know.
I don't know. I just remember the interview Davey Jones being that great.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we never aired that interview. It's somewhere, but that never saw the light of day. It wasn't terrible, but it was just boring, really.
Yeah. It was like, I was bored doing it.
Yeah. It was just like, what are we doing here? Like, but anyway, they put on a hell of a show. I remember for the 3 Days Grace set, I actually went down in the actual front pit area. And that was my first time really seeing that band live. And they kicked ass. I really enjoyed
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we had to introduce those bands on stage. And I was like I overthought it to like an extreme level of like, what do I do up here? Like, I can't just go up there and say, hey, I'm Sean and this is the band. So like I tried to like pound a beer. I thought it was cool. And I spilled some on my shirt. Didn't even finish the beer. It was just like a. I wish I go back and like redo that. I don't think anybody else remembers it, but I do. I just did. I didn't like my intro.
I remember not liking your intro, and I remember afterwards you going, "Dude, you know, you didn't get up there. You didn't say anything, and you know, the people are loving it. You know, they're like, yeah." And all that, and you didn't say a damn thing. I'm like, I know. It's perfect. I love it.
He said nothing. They're just cheering for Boner because he's smiling. Meanwhile, I'm trying to think of the world's best bit to get any kind of reaction. And
Less is more. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, I should have. I should just pull my pants down and waved. Hey, but no.
You can't wave.
Well, who did? I don't even remember which one I brought on. I guess that was.
I think you did Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I did 3 Days Grace and Greg did Fire from the Gods or Bad Wolves. Greg did Bad Wolves.
Yeah. Because remember last year we also had the little meet and greet at Valkyrie where we threw axes with the members of Bad Wolves.
That's right. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
I think that might have been. I'm thinking to myself right now. That might have been that weekend or the weekend after, which was Main Times 24. Like that might have been the last time I was like show I actually went out to, because I think that might have been my final show before COVID. Because I didn't really do anything in January or February. Like, it seems so long ago now. I'm pretty sure I canceled going somewhere.
Yeah, I have no idea. I couldn't tell you what I did in January, February, last December.
But anyway, the last remembrance of the show I was at was that Five Finger Death Punch show, and I can't believe that was about a year ago. Did you guys see that story that's trending this afternoon about the 15 Philly mob members who got indicted? And this is the mafia in Philadelphia, and like their mafia names came out. So like right now, Tony Meatballs is trending on Twitter.
Tony Meatballs.
Like, if you know if you owe Tony Meatballs some money, like he's not a guy you probably want to be in debt to.
No,
man. Jimmy the Fig wants his cash. You cough it up.
Like there's another guy on here, Joey Electric, Louis Sheep. Like these are real names in the mafia. Like this
he's
is our code
words. Sorry.
Yo, the mafia's back. I need them to make a Sopranos show about Tony Meatballs.
Instead of the Sopranos, the Meatballs.
I wonder how they get their name. If it has, I mean, it's got to have something to do with something, right? So Jimmy the Meatball or whatever, what's his name?
Tony Meatballs.
Tony Meatballs. I mean, did he eat a lot of meatballs? Or...
Was he known when he whacked somebody to like, you know,
did he leave them up? I mean, did he stuff a meatball up their butt and,
yeah,
you know,
that's it. Like, like Joey Electric. Like he maybe he shocked people.
Did he electrocute people? Was that, you know, his method of killing? You know,
was the sheep caught?
Jimmy the sheep. I mean, was that?
Was he caught?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the RICO. They're in court. Like, this is actually going, they're going to jail. Like, they got the whole Philadelphia, like, crime family. And wow. Their names are just here. Like, this guy's, like, 60 years old. They got Big Vic. They got Kazi. You know, Kazi was into, or Cuzzy. C-O-Z-Z-Y. Cuzzy. There's also a Butch. So, I don't know. Like, but Tony Meatballs, his name was Anthony Gofande, a.k.a. Tony Meatballs, age 73.
And then Butch. Butch ain't done nothing.
Butch. Yeah, A.K.A. Yeah, Butch.
Yeah, we're still waiting for Butch to do something cool so that we can give him a nifty nickname.
But Tony Butch. Meatballs, man, he's 73 with that name. You know he's seen some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tony Meatballs wants his money.
Why is Tony Meatballs trending up? Oh, he's going to prison.
Tony Meatballs wants his money.
Dude, good thing gambling's legal. Good thing gambling's legal, because if I had owed money to a Tony Meatballs, I'd be shook. Because I've learned in the last 3 weeks of legal sports gambling that I'm really, really, really not good at it.
Not good?
No.
Why?
Like, this past weekend was an incredible feat. Like, I think they should give me money for doing this, but I went 0-12.
What?
Like, between college games and the NFL games over the weekend, I picked 12 games. Well, I picked 2 16 parlays, and I lost everyone. Like, I didn't go 1-5 or 2-4. I went 0-6 in one, and I went 0-6 in the other. So combined, I went 0-12. So I picked 12 losing teams, which is impossible to do. Like, if I tried to do that, if they're like, hey, we'll give you $1 million if you pick 12 teams that are going to lose this weekend, nobody would hit that. Nailed it.
Wow. That is so unbelievably pathetic.
Terrible.
Holy crap, you suck at it.
Yeah, I need them to make gambling illegal again, because I'm just it's not as much better off then.
Yeah, you're the reason it was illegal to begin with.
Yeah,
some,
like,
you know, there was like some dude in government did the same thing. He went 0-14 one weekend and said, this is bullshit. I've had it.
Nobody's doing it.
Nobody gets to gamble anymore. And then they banned it. Yeah.
That has to be what happened. Like, before sports gambling was illegal, what happened to make it illegal? And you just nailed it, my friend. That's the origin story.
Yeah,
that's right. The guy owed, you know, Tony Meatballs money and said, well, I got to make the whole thing illegal now.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it's all illegal. Never mind.
That guy turned out to be a pretty smart guy, because right now I'm just paying to get our bridges fixed and all this other stuff.
Well, it was a tough weekend for Louisiana football. The Saints did end up beating the Falcons, which is always a good time when the Saints can beat the Falcons. Drew Brees.
Ask me which team I bet in that game.
You bet for the Falcons, I bet.
Yep, nailed it.
Yeah, because you thought because Drew Brees was out that it would be a good bet.
Yep, exactly, 100%. But, and the Falcons were getting 9 points. Like, all the Falcons had to do, they could have lost. They just couldn't lose by more than 9, and they still did that.
Oh, boy, big time. Yeah, Taysom, Agent 007, our secret agent, when Drew Brees is out for like 3 games. He's broken like 11, I think it's now 11, up to 11.
11 ribs.
11 ribs. He had a punctured lung.
Well, he's like 50. Like, he shouldn't even be out there. He's too old for football.
But also, sad news, Joe Burrow, who was the quarterback for LSU last year, was on track to break lots of records as a rookie quarterback in the NFL. He's out. He's out for the season. And keeping a close eye on that, it is, man, that is awful. He tore his ACL, MCL, and several other structural things.
L's.
Yeah, all the L's. All the L's. So that's terrible.
Yeah,
he was having a good season. He probably would have been the offensive rookie of the year. That was,
I know.
But He tweeted out, though, I mean, really straight up, he was like, I'll see you next year. Like, he seems to be in good spirits. He's got a long road of rehab ahead of him, but they don't give the Bengals some time to fix their offensive line before they get that guy killed.
Oh, my God. Dude,
the offensive line just got roasted, and so did the coach on, you know, on the interwebs today. They were just brutal. You know, you effed this all up. You know, your line sucks. He's been sacked more than, you know, I think second most in the league or something stupid. And it just – Yeah, the coach got a lot of heat for that.
Well, he deserved it, man. I mean, you got like the golden boy back there. You got to take care of him. That's why freaking Andrew Luck retired, because the Colts, he was tired of not having an offensive line. He's going out there and getting murdered every week. He's like, you know what? I'd rather just not do this.
Yeah, well, you know, once you've made $35 million, you can do that.
Of course you can.
I'll tell you if it's true when it happens to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Good luck. I'm playing this sports gambling thing. It's like my last chance. Like, nothing else has worked out so far. Maybe I can hit a parlay.
All right. I did one time hit a, I think it was an 8-game parlay.
That's wild. That seems impossible.
Yeah.
I hit a 12-team losing parlay.
Because I love to play the parlay, because it's like, dude, if I put in $2 and I pick 9 winners, I could still win $567, you know, something ridiculous. Yeah. I'm like, nah, this will be cool. I could win $1,400, you know, off of $5.
It's wild. That's good. People do it. This is what sucks about this the era we're in with sports gambling, is that as soon as that happens to you, the first move that people do is put it on social media so everybody has to see it.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Hey, man, I bet $1 and I just won $2,500. And you're like, well, I want to do that. Like, and so you see people are winning and you just keep trying. Like, somebody, I saw somebody on the internet hit like a 14 team parlay, and I want to call them, like, that's Photoshop. That's impossible.
14 team parlay?
Over like, yeah, it was a Thursday night's game, a game on Friday, some of the college games, and on Sunday. And he, but you can bet things too, like with the new sports gambling, it's not just the game. You can bet like in game things, like Willer. You know, Patrick Mahomes throw 2 or more touchdowns. Will, you know, X, Y, and Z running back score a touchdown? So if you bet these random things and you know a little bit about fantasy sports and gambling, you're basically just kind of betting on if a player may score. And if you get like 3 or 4 of those right, maybe a game or two right, I mean, and some other luck falls into place, it's possible to win. That's a trend I'm noticing, that's how a lot of people are winning these days with the player parlays instead of the teams. But it's fun. And
will
I'm throwing
Joe
like
Burrow
$2
get sacked 500 times tonight? Probably.
That's a stat. Will Joe Burrow die today?
No, don't say that.
Well, it's been fun, guys. I hope you guys have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Enjoy
hey, guys, it. I am very thankful to have you guys once a week that we get to touch base, and it helps with my mental health anyway. So happy Thanksgiving, Sean. Happy Thanksgiving, Boner.
And I am very thankful that you are very thankful for us.
And I'm very thankful that Boner's thankful for you, too.
Right.
Thank you.
Thursday. Yes. Potatoes and gravy. Green bean casserole. Cranberry sauce. So pumpkin pie. And butterball. Plump and juicy turkey. It's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. All this for only two people. Nobody's coming over because of COVID. Get ready for high calorie, stuff your face. You cooked way too much and will never eat it all. Leftovers. Thanksgiving Thursday. 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 Don't be there.